I think our employers, both large and small, are being kept up at night wondering if they're going to be able to find qualified talent to be employees of their business, but also to grow their business. And we look at talent and workforce as one of the main economic incentives and drivers of our economy here in Florida. So that's a big concern. It's very important that we focus on these things.
So just to put ourselves into the seat of a small business owner, these findings suggest that workforce quality just isn't maybe quite where it should be, or at least that's the concern. And what does that mean for businesses?
You know, actually, we have almost 400,000 people looking for jobs in Florida right now, and we have over 240,000 jobs looking for people. So when we look at those numbers, that doesn't really tell us that we have an unemployment problem. It tells us that we have a skills gap problem. And so I think when businesses are concerned about finding quality workforce, they're really looking for a candidate that has employability skills, communication, working as a team, things like that. And so I think we just need to work on increasing trade opportunities and vocational skills.
You just hit on this. In June, Florida's jobless rate was 3.8%.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very low unemployment rate. And so what are some things that businesses might do now to try to lure workers with such a low jobless rate?
I think our businesses are doing a good job at keeping in mind that, you know, we've got to make Florida the most competitive that we can. We're working closely with CareerSource, and apprenticeships are kind of the topic du jour at the state level. I think keeping things competitive, not only within Florida, but also within our neighboring states and within other countries, I think is an important thing to focus on as businesses kind of look at staying nimble and competitive and keeping people here and attracting qualified workers.
Do you think that at this point we have enough workers that are reaching a high enough level of education to support the businesses?
That's actually a really good question. I'm glad you asked that because our foundation is researching constantly. And one of the projects that they've been working on for the past couple years is called Florida 2030. And within that large cornerstone research project has been a report called Jobs 2030. And in it, we've actually advocated for 60% attainment, which is some type of attainment of degree or qualified credential. And 60% is a really high number, but I think it's doable. I mean, not everybody's got to go to college. Four-year degrees are great, but when we look at VOTech, it's perfectly doable. We just need to kind of open up the definition of attainment, and I think this is the perfect opportunity to do it.
What do you need from Florida lawmakers? What can they do to send out a stronger workforce?
Always, the more we invest in trades, the more opportunities I think we can provide. And so, you know, at a statewide level, I think if we continue to look at this, career skills, not just college readiness, I think we'll be hitting the mark.
Brittany Hunt with the Florida Chamber of Commerce, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.